Laughing, she threw herself into his arms. Julian held her tight as they rained kisses on each other. It was over. He was free. Finally, after all this time, he was a mortal man again. And it was Grace who had done it. Her faith and strength had seen him through. She had saved him. Grace laughed again as she rolled him over in the bed. But her relief was short-lived as another, even brighter flash filled the room. Her laughter dying instantly, Grace felt a malevolent presence even before Julian tensed in her arms. Sitting up in the bed, Julian forced her back, placing himself between her and the handsome man standing at the foot of the bed. Grace gulped when she saw the tall, dark-haired man who glared at them as if he could kill them where they lay.
"You bastard upstart," the man snarled. "How dare you think to be free?"
In an instant, she knew he must be Priapus.
"Let it go, Priapus," Julian said with a warning note in his voice. "It's over and done with."
Priapus snorted.
"You think to command me? Who do you think you are, mortal?"
Julian smiled evilly.
"I am Julian of Macedon, born of the house of Diocles of Sparta and of the goddess Aphrodite. I am the champion of Greece, Macedonia, Thebes, Punjab, and Conjara. Known as Augustus Julius Punitor to my enemies who quaked in terror at my presence. And you, my brother, are a lesser-known god who meant nothing to the Greeks, and only slightly more to the Romans."
Hell's wrath burned across Priapus's face.
"It's time you learned your place, little brother. You took from me the woman who was going to sire my sons to lead my name into memoriam. Now I take yours."
Julian launched himself at Priapus, but it was too late. He had already vanished with Grace. Chapter 17. One moment, Grace was naked in her bedroom with Julian, and in the next, she was lying on a round bed in a room that reminded her of a harem tent. Her body was covered in a deep red silk wrap that was so soft and delicate it felt like water sliding over her skin. She tried to move, but couldn't. Terrified, she opened her mouth to scream.
"Don't bother," Priapus told her as he approached the bed.
He ran a hungry look over her body before he climbed onto the mattress and positioned himself on his knees beside her.
"You can't do anything unless I will it."
He ran one long, cold finger down her cheek, as if testing her skin's texture and temperature.
"I can see why Julian wants you. You have fire in your gaze, intelligence, bravery. It's a pity you weren't born during the time of Rome. You could have given me champions to lead my armies."
He sighed as he ran his hand down the center of her throat.
"But such is life, and the whims of the fates. I suppose I'll just have to content myself with using you until I grow tired. If you please me until then, I might let Julian have you back. Provided, of course, he still wants you, after my children have stretched out your body."
His eyes burned with hunger, and Grace trembled at his look. She couldn't believe Priapus's selfishness, his vanity. Terrified, she wanted to speak, but he kept her from it. Dear heaven, he had complete power over her.